Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. I get that all the time. Mr. Humble, at your service. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about our good buddy Alan Mates being back on the show. Alan is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, the president of Robinson and Mates, which is an outstanding marketing advertising firm in Chi-Town in the great city of Chicago, the city with broad shoulders. He's our good friend. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Alan, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about and writing a lot about, because I really think it's something that needs to be discussed, is what I'm calling a transition from one age to another, from the age of the seller, which is about 10,000 years old, to the age of the customer, which is just now, we're now in the advent of that. Currently, as we stand here today, we're in parallel universes, one foot in one age that's leaving, one foot in the other age that's waxing. And this is affecting, in essence, in the age of the customer, customers now have, the big thing that's changed is customers now have almost all the information they need before they even talk to a seller, to a vendor, to a company. And that's got to be impacting the way we go to market, the way we market and advertise. What do you think?
Well, no question. One of the things that we've constantly tried to look at for our clients, big and small businesses alike, is helping them plan from the prospect of helping buyers buy, not helping sellers sell.
Right.
It leads you to creating a different type of strategic plan, and that leads to different types of programs to the marketplace that really put you in a customer-centric mindset to make it easy for them to make a transaction with your business.
Now, when you say helping buyers buy, helping customers buy, you know, typically that's not something customers have needed any help with, is it? I mean, they're pretty good at pulling the old card out and or saying, I'll take it. I mean, when you say that, what do you mean by that?
Well, they've gotten much better at it, but many of the businesses around, whether they're, again, small or large, manufacturing, service, or product related, are all focused on developing products and services, putting them to market, without looking at it from the customer's perspective and how they become aware of it, how they receive their information, how they consider that product or service versus another, and then the various ways that they can tender a purchase today, how they're possibly going to use or reuse the product,
yep,
and whether or not they're going to become advocates over the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Most sellers are literally, here it is, come buy it.
And historically, in the age of the seller, marketing and advertising had a heavy dose of manipulation, and I don't mean to say that and make it sound like it's a bad thing, folks. We allowed ourselves, we actually looked forward as consumers, we actually expected to be manipulated, and that's my word, it may not be the word you'd use, but it's my word, we actually expected to be manipulated by Madison Avenue, so to speak. But in the age of the customer, what you just said a minute ago, Alan, was more about connecting with people than it was about manipulating them.
Well, no question. And it's about creating relevance. I mean, marketers typically focus on, you know, building awareness and generating that initial sale. What they need to focus on is telling the customer what they need to know, or letting the customer find that information, giving them the reasons they should choose that product or service over another, make it easy for them, and appreciate and reward them. And most marketers skip those portions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And there's another thing, there's another element to this. And by the way, I'm glad you used the word relevance, because in the next segment, that's exactly where I want to go. Irrelevance and the peril of becoming irrelevant. But what you just said, it has to include, another step has to include how we train our what the big companies call customer-facing employees, how we train salespeople. Because if you don't prepare your salespeople for the fact that customers may already know as much as you know, then all you're going to do is insult and waste the time of customers.
No question, Jim. And, you know, the whole touch point marketing is becoming more and more critical. And what we mean by that is every potential contact place a prospect or a customer has with your product or service, whether they're shopping for it, seeing it, getting a sales call, looking at a website, listening to a webinar, or hearing a friend talk about it, becomes another point in which you have the opportunity to deliver your message today.
Right.
And that's new, and that'll just continue. And it really follows...
Hold on to that thought, Alan. We're going to come back right after these messages. I'm going to tell a story, and we're going to talk about irrelevance with Alan Mates right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.